Spring and summer produce are coming right along here in South Carolina. I'm Mike Davis on the Southern Farm Network, and joining us, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, to give us an update on some mighty good-looking and good-tasting fruits. How does it look, Commissioner?
Well, you're right. It's a good time to sort of assess where we are, and it does have prospects for a great summer with tomatoes and peppers in the ground. You know, everyone knows we had a little cold spell in planting time and back in March and caught us a little bit off guard, but it appears we've come through that fairly well. Strawberries had a really good season. You know, April is strawberry season. Blueberries are right behind them, but real tickle with that crop. Again, some little cold snap as they went in, but had a good crop there. Mm-hmm. I know everyone always wants to know about peaches.
Yes, so, sir.
Again, that little cold spell in March set back some of the earlier varieties just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So as you get into peach season, you're going to see that some of those late May varieties might be a little lighter than usual.
But, okay.
When you get to the heart of peach season, they'll be just right. Watermelons were planted, you know, last month, and the volume should be about right. I did see some melons on the market coming out of Florida, and they certainly have a premium price. So,
right.
When South Carolina's come in, they'll be a little more affordable. But then, you know, farmers really are fighting, facing some high input costs. So
yeah.
We'll have to see how that settles out. You know, then your greens, they are steady. You know, our crop of kale and collards and mustard coming on, and again, some warm spells when they didn't need it had a little impact there, but once they settle in, should be a steady market of supply, and then hopefully with a strong demand from the farmers. So, again, it, you know, all in all, it's a really good prospect for this year. Given some of the fertilizer costs that farmers are facing, a great yield really will make a big difference this year.
Well, it sounds like everything came through with those cold spells. Didn't sound like we had any major damage. So I know that's got to be a big relief for the farmers and for the consumers who have been looking forward to getting some of this fresh produce for quite a while. So overall, a good report.
Yeah, that's right. We all keep saying we want things back to normal. Well, let's have a good summer harvest, and that'll appear more normal for us in South Carolina.
It certainly will. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. Spring and summer produce on the way. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.